From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Red Leg Husky. From the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina, Red Leg Husky is an acoustic roots duo that has created a unique blend of boot-stomping folk music with soul. Red Leg Husky is Misa Giroux, vocals, guitar, and mandolin, and Tim McWilliams, vocals, guitar, and banjo. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories. That's Red Leg Husky, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I'm running down the Carolina with hands on my heels. I'm going up to Virginia to hold my baby near. Got a bottle full of felonies and ain't got no time. Need to get back across that Mason-Dixon line. So I'm gone, well, I'm gone away from him.
Well, I was just a simple lad with mud on my hands. I dreamed of the city where I become a I'll strike out for riches, I'll strike out for gold. I met me a woman who took my soul. Oh, Molly, she tricked me, had a look in her eye. The closest thing I ever seen to a devil in disguise. I fell hard, balls of drowning in that sea. A fast living city life, the only life for me. So I'm gone, well, I'm gone.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 466th performance. We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome tonight's guest, Misa Giroux and Tim McWilliams, Red Leg Husky.
Love. Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Donald Mason speaking with Red Leg Husky. Here's Donald.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio, Red Leg Husky. For the people that haven't seen the logo, I just saw it. It's amazing. Actually, red legs on a husky. And the reason for that is we've got Misa from Connecticut, and we've got Tim from Cincinnati. You mesh those two, red leg husky. All right, so you have Cincinnati and Connecticut. You meet in Carolina, North Carolina. So tell us a little bit about how the red leg husky came from these distant places into the Carolinas.
Well, we both came down to Boone, North Carolina for grad school in the Appalachian Studies program and focused in Appalachian music. I came because I finished up an AmeriCorps year and was looking for something else to do, and I was talking to a professor on the phone, and she said I would have a chance to meet Doc Watson, and so I jumped on that, and things worked out and moved down there. Unfortunately, he passed away a couple months before I got down there, but...
Yeah, I was working in a guitar shop after I graduated from undergrad for like a couple months, and I really was interested in, you know, kind of tracing back the music I liked and trying to figure out where that came from and get a little further back into the century before, and it all kind of ended up in Appalachia, and I was like, well, this is perfect. Let's spend 2 years studying that. And then I met Tim pretty much the first day I moved down there, and we're like, let's play music together. So things worked out pretty well.
Yeah, we met at a potluck. Neither one of us knew many people there. And actually, I was with a friend from Lexington. Yeah, we like high-fived when we realized we were in the same program and went to our friend's house and played till 3 in the morning and then kept hanging out, became good friends, and I guess the music kind of happened from there.
So do you remember what each of you brought to the potluck?
We'll just say I brought some like potato salad. The kind, you know, like a big tub of it.
Okay.
I can't even remember. It was probably something very, very healthy. I was probably like, I want to make a good impression. I want these people to like me. So I don't know how well that worked out.
Let's talk a little bit about North Carolina and the music there. You talk about you're right in the middle of Appalachian country with the actual mountains there. Tell us a little bit about how that is different from, you know, the Cincinnati and the Connecticut experience that you had.
It's weird going home to Connecticut now because there aren't mountains. I kind of miss them. I didn't think I would, but you grow so attached to them. There's such a sense of place and being surrounded by all this beauty that you don't want to leave. I think it influences music. It influences pretty much any aspect of life. I love being down there. I can't imagine going anywhere else at this point.
I remember the first time I went to a community jam in Boone. It was like one of my first weeks there. I just was meeting someone there, and someone let me borrow a guitar, and I sat in, and there was like a banjo and a fiddle, and both were amazing players right next, like on either side of me. And I just had the biggest smile on my face, like, oh my God, I came to the right place. Which, you know, I went to a jam session in Cincinnati, but it was kind of like old classic rock music and stuff, which was still really fun. It was just, especially going to fiddlers conventions and stuff around there, the kind of people that come to those and the kind of talent down there, it's incredible.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Red Leg Husky on Red Barn Radio.
Now, you've worked with Dr. C.C. Conway. So this comes back into another Carolina, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and this black banjo gathering, you know, something that really brings people together, sharing, you know, musical ideas and talents, and probably creating a lot of bands out of that. So tell us a little bit about, you know, that and just the connection to just really, you know, great, knowledgeable players that are bringing something that you really won't find anywhere in the country.
Speaking of Cece, she was one of my favorite professors. She had just such an influence in the community and just knowing so many people that played amazing music, and she was always determined to bring them. She was going to make it happen. One of the members of the Chocolate Drops, Hubby Jenkins, actually came and did a concert for us, and we ended up being able to hang out with him after, and it was just sharing music. You share what you love. Cece was all about that, so it was a great introduction for me, at least coming down there and being so welcomed into such a musical community.
Sing me your favorite hymn. My faith is known to run thin, but the blood in my body that tunnels my skin flushes at the thought of our sins. Heat up some tea on the stove, and we'll waltz round the butcher's block to the muscadines grow. I'll still be waiting, it's a long time I know, but it's warm coming in from the cold. The winds will carry away whispers left where we've lain, but I'll follow them down like smoke to train. Partings only bring pain. I remember when we kissed me with words from a poem. I think of them often here out on the road. I'm ready, I'm coming home. The winds will carry away whispers left where we've lain, but I'll follow them down like smoke to train. Partings only bring pain.
The instrument a little bit different than most people you would say. You're actually doing some luthier work?
Very, very amateurly.
Okay.
I love working with my hands. I'm not talented with tools at all, but it really interests me, and I think it's such an art in itself. I'd like to get better, maybe someday.
You have the sound of it, but then, you know, people have their classic look or something special to them, and when you get into guitars, you have the wood to consider and how you shape it into a dreadnought or a cutaway or all these different things. Working with wood is one thing, making cabinets or whatnot, but making a musical instrument is a whole another level.
I think I wanted to understand it better. I mean, I had played a little bit. I've played since I was maybe 11 or so. But just kind of taking it apart and knowing all the little intricacies and how it comes together to make sounds come out of it, and each little piece and what wood makes it sound a certain way. And maybe like the people behind it too as well, like what draws them to want to create such instruments. Since I've moved down here and started the program, I did a little interview with Wayne Henderson. We did a brief documentary for a class with him, but I was able to meet his daughter, who's doing really great instruments as well. So you open up so many different worlds by meeting different people and just learning about what they do.
Well, hey, little darling, I can't remember your name. Well, I've tried.
She's one of my favorites of all time. She's got this album called Quarter Moon in a 10-Cent Town. And if you're looking for something really, really awesome to listen to, I recommend that with all of my heart. So this is one of my favorite tracks off it. It's called Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. It was originally written by Rodney Crowell, but they both have pretty great versions. And this is ours.
Mary took to running with a traveling man. Left her mama crying with a head in her hands. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, Mom, I gotta go, gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. I gotta roll on between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go around and around. Nobody knows but the highway. Goes on forever. That old highway goes on forever. Mm-hmm. taking those crazy chances. She's a daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere that goes, such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She'll say, never ever known her when I felt so good. Never ever knew when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it looked so right. Living in Louisiana in the broad daylight.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Red Leg Husky, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.